USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House passed bipartisan legislation to combat hate crimes across the country. Attacks against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders has increased since the coronavirus pandemic began. The final vote was 364 to 62. President Biden plans to sign the legislation later this week, Press Secretary Jen Psaki said on Twitter. Texas Governor Greg Abbott issued an executive order Tuesday prohibiting government entities in the state, including public schools, from requiring masks. About 30% of Texans have been fully vaccinated against COVID. The Texas State Teachers Association called Abbott's move premature and pointed to CDC guidelines for schools. On Tuesday, Microsoft rolled out its latest Windows 10 features update, known as Windows 10 21H1, to mainstream users. It includes support for Windows Hello-enabled cameras, Windows Defender application guard improvements, and improvements in Windows management instrumentation via group policy. USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
A Florida lawmaker is alerting Americans the threat from other nations increases as we worry about petty problems. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio says the United States is getting rolled by China and we need to wake up and figure out our priorities.
While China is pursuing economic and technological dominance, we find ourselves here busy canceling people and demanding the use of the right pronouns to describe people, or claiming that requiring a photo ID to vote is the return of a Jim Crow era.
The Republican also saying socialism isn't the answer and that we need capitalism, but with a tweak.
In those instances in which the market's most efficient outcome is one that's bad for our people, for our national security, for our national interests, bad for America, in those instances, what we need is targeted industrial policy to protect our people, our country, and our future.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
On Tuesday, Arizona Senate leaders responded to criticism from Maricopa County Board of Supervisors over the latest in the 2020 election audit process. What are the qualifications of those doing the audit?
I'm the founder of Cypher LLC. Cypher LLC is a national-level incident response and forensics firm specializing in helping companies solve problems. We also support legal firms in both the plaintiff and the defense side of the legal matters that may arise involving digital evidence. I personally have over 25 years of computer forensics and incident response experience. 13 of those years were spent as a part-time instructor to Guidance Software. They're now owned by OpenText. They are the manufacturers and the makers of the NCASE software. I have a master's degree in information technology. I also am a CISSP and hold numerous forensics certifications.
Another question. How is this audit different from other audits?
But at no point in any of those audits did they actually take a look at actual ballots and run those ballots through the system or do actual counting of it to validate the results. They're all focused on whether it was the right type or whether the right version of the software. Our audit is focused on specifically the results. Are the results exactly as they came through? Are they the way they were cast? And does it go all the way through the system that way?
I'm Lance Prime. This is USA Radio News.